Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I actually closed my eyes and went back to looking with my heart because I could see better with my heart than I could see with my eyes. And I saw the Lord walk over and He spoke things to me. I didn't hear it with my ears. I heard it with my heart. I saw it with my heart. I saw Him walk down the aisle and touch just a few individuals. And after the meeting was over, I went and asked those certain people, what happened during this service? And they told me, and it was exactly what I saw in my heart God doing. And I had my back turned to Him. I had my eyes closed. I never saw it or heard it with my ears or didn't see it with my eyes. And yet I knew all of those things because I was walking by faith. This is what Paul's talking about. This isn't abnormal. This is normal. You are supposed to be able to hear the voice of God. You're supposed to be able to relate to God, but your spirit is how you do that. It doesn't come through the physical. It doesn't come by your ears and your eyes. It comes through your spirit man. You have to hear God in your heart. And to do that, you've got to be rid of this condemnation and guilt that makes us feel so unworthy that God wouldn't talk to me. You've got to believe that you've been forgiven of all sins, that you are a new creature, old things are passed away. You've got to understand all of the things that we've been talking about, but the practical application of it is that you could start walking in the Spirit, and you can know things that you can't know any other way. You aren't going to read it in a book. You can't find a scripture that is going to tell you, buy the house on the corner. But the Holy Spirit can communicate to you, and you can just know which one you need to buy and what you need to do. God can speak to you. You can hear the voice of God. And I tell you, when you start hearing God's voice, it puts you in a different category than people that don't hear God's voice. You know, Phil and Tanya here are doing some awesome things. We got to go see some of the school there. They had a police station in one of these little villages closed because now the kids are going to school and crime quit and they just closed the police station. They're seeing great results. But you know what? That's because they heard it in their heart. They did something that God told them. There's no way in the natural that you'd know these things, but God will tell you things. And if we would just follow what God is speaking to you in your heart, God would protect you. He would tell you things to come. He would let you know that that plane you were going to get on was going to crash and every person was going to be killed on it. And you would know not to get on that plane. God would tell you if you listen. He speaks to us. People say, well, God doesn't speak to me. No, He speaks every moment of every day. You just aren't hearing because one thing, we aren't even expecting it. And then we get too busy and we don't hear the voice of God. But God is speaking to you every moment of every day. He's constantly giving you direction. In the vast majority of it, we ignore. We don't ever pay any attention to it. We just go by what we see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. And I'm telling you that that is not the way God made us to live. You can live better than that. You can get to where God speaks to you. And God gives you direction. You know, regardless of how far off course your life is, God knows how to plot a course from where you are right back to where He wants you to be. Have you ever used one of those GPS devices that you make a wrong turn and it goes recalculating? Even if you've made a wrong turn, God knows how to take you around and get you to where you need to go. And if we would just hear God's voice, it would work out. There's not a person in here that your life is too far out of control. If you would just listen and hear the voice of God, God would speak to you. God would show you things. It's that simple. I bet you there's been 100 people this week that say, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do about this? Do I continue to take my medicine? Do I do this? And I've told 100 people this week already. I said, that's what the Holy Spirit's for. He'll show you. Listen. pray in tongues and ask God to explain things to you. I said, listen to the Holy Spirit. I don't know you. I don't know. I don't have everybody's answer. You've got the Holy Spirit. Listen to the Holy Spirit. God's never made a dud. He's never made a failure. God wants every one of you to prosper. And if you aren't prospering, and if things aren't working, if your body isn't well, if your finances aren't working, if your relationships aren't working, God has an answer for everything. Listen. Do what He tells you to do, and it'll work out supernaturally. I couldn't tell you how many times I've been up against a situation in our ministry that in the natural, it's just the end. It's over. I even had my board one time tell me, we're closing you down. You're bankrupt. And they were going to shut the ministry down. And you know what? I didn't know what to do. So I said, let's pray. And we just started praying. And while we were praying, my mother called. She was opening the mail, and somebody had sent us a $60,000 offering. I don't know what that amounts to in Rand, but it's a bunch. And it paid all of our bills, and things worked out. I've been up against things before where it looked like it was impossible for us to live. And I just pray, and God speaks and shows you what to do and brings you through. Before you ever had your problem, God had the answer. He's never shocked or surprised. It's not like any of you are in a situation that's beyond His ability. All we need is the mind of God. And the Bible says in John 16:13 that the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. He will show you what's going to happen. You don't have to wait and have a wreck and wait until your life is messed up and then go to God. No, God, please fix it. It'd be much better to have God prevent the wreck. He will show you things to come. He will tell you that if you are continuing to live this way, you're going to have health problems. Change this. Do this. He'll tell you which person you're supposed to marry. He'll tell you what to do in your relationships. He'll tell you what business to do. God wants to speak to every one of us. But brothers and sisters, it's not going to happen if we aren't anticipating it and looking for it. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12 and 13 says, then you shall seek me, and you shall find me when you shall search with all your heart. If all you do is say, God, I've got 5 minutes before my favorite TV show comes on, and so you got 5 minutes, and if you can change my life in 5 minutes, then speak to me. That's not going to work. You have to search with all of your heart. If you say, well, I've asked God and I just can't hear God, because you aren't searching with all of your heart. When you search with all of your heart, you will find and you will hear the voice of God. Another way of saying it is, as long as you can live by just the five senses and live without walking by faith, you will. But when you reach a place to where I am not going to live this way anymore, I will hear the voice of God. I am His child. I do hear His voice, and my life is going to be supernatural. If it's not supernatural, then your life is superficial. You need to make a decision that I'm not going to live a superficial. I'm not going to live like only a man or a woman. That's terrible to live like just a natural human being when you have God Almighty living on the inside of you. You ought to be supernatural. You ought to get different results than people that don't know God. You're alive and they're dead. There ought to be a difference between an alive and a dead person. Some churches are so dead that I've been in churches before where people died and they called the emergency people and they carry out half the congregation before they could find the dead person. Man, they're dead. We need to get to where if God lives on the inside of you, then man, take advantage of it. God will speak things to you. God will tell you to do things. I know I'm going to let you go here in a minute, but I wished I had time to give you so many testimonies. There are so many times God has spoken to me, and I've heard the voice of God, and it has literally changed my life. It's changed the course of my life. It's changed the lives of other people. Hundreds, thousands of times that God has spoken to me and told me things. I tell you, the privilege of having Almighty God talk to you is just awesome. And yet most of us don't even appreciate it. We don't seek it. We don't think that it's normal and natural. We're just like blind people stumbling around. It's just a matter of time till you fall off a cliff, till you trip over something, till your life has a major problem. But when you are walking under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, He will show you things to come. He will tell you which way to go. He'll lead you and guide you, and He'll keep you out of trouble. And God has a better plan for your life than you have for your life. If you would follow God, I guarantee you, you'll be blessed. You know, my life, all of us are different, but I'm just so blessed that God, I'm doing what God told me to do. If somebody tried to get me to be the president of the United States, I wouldn't lower myself to that position. Man, what I'm doing is blessed. I'm right where God wants me to be. I am so thankful. My life is just awesome. If you don't feel like your life is blessed, if you aren't the blessed, most blessed person on the face of the earth, you've missed God's will for you. When you find what God called you to do, you'll love it. You'll be excited. You'll be like Phil. He's been so excited he can't sleep. His vision is keeping him awake at night. If your dreams and visions aren't keeping you awake at night, you're dreaming too small. You need to start having some big visions. We serve a big God. God wants you to do something big. God wants you to touch people's lives. God wants your life to make a difference. And most of us are just going through life just like a zombie, just walking along, following the crowd over the cliff. You need to recognize God made you for something more.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 4th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
The truths that I've been sharing on our program, it's not that they're difficult, it's just that they're so different. You know, there's not very many people that think the way the Bible thinks. The renewing of our mind, going back to what God's Word said, is the most important thing that's ever going to happen in your life. And you know, we do this through our television program, through our materials, but really the best way that I have to help you get into the Word of God is our Charis Bible College. We not only have our main campus here in Colorado Springs, but we have 13 other campuses around the world with more coming online. And we do have an online school, correspondence school. There's many ways you could take advantage of it. So I encourage you to call and inquire about being a part of our Charis Bible College.